Hello, Poddlers. Coming up, we peel off another layer in the life onion that is the Hypebeast Womble executive producer Mark. And I said to the Hypebeast Womble producer Mark, have we ever done a text or, like, you know, a shout out maybe to your work bestie? I said, I've never heard of such a thing. Mark looked off into the distance. He went, I can imagine. I can imagine a day I'd have something like a work bestie. Enjoy the show.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
6:15 on your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show with, at last, some Dave Berry. Blimey, where's he been?
Oh, he's
where
back.
Where have you been?
I've been to Florida.
Oh, right, nice.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I didn't post anything about it. I didn't let anyone know.
No, we said bye to you. You said you're going on holiday, and then you went, and then we went, wait, where is he going?
Yeah.
He just never clarified.
Well, we saw that you were on a plane and speculated you might be going in I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah, well, that was, yeah, the speculation is untrue. Okay. I think we can use the word never. but, of course, to the producers, please do send any offers this way. I'll be happy to review them. No, I was meant to be going on a family holiday to Ireland. And that's where my family went. But I thought, I've not been to Universal or Disney in a while, so I'm going to go to Florida.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided to take that
picture. That's why you had the hat ears. And, yeah.
Sarah Jane was like, why are you packing these? You're going to Dublin. I was like, you are. No, so yeah, I've been there. It's been great. But it's lovely to be back. I nearly bought some treats. I'm awful
and
for not.
What happened?
I just forgot again. I forgot. But I nearly bought some Reese's Pieces.
Have you?
I mean, my goodness. They are God tier, aren't they?
Yeah,
if you do those little charts that people do from time to time, they're the best ever. But I thought, I should get some of those for the team. And
yeah,
then,
you should.
We have them here. We have them in the UK. It's
yeah,
fine.
It's true.
I'm
going to pop to Leicester Square and get you some tomorrow. So that's what I'm going to do. So the big question is, good mood or bad mood at 8, 12, 15? And I don't know yet. The only way to determine that, really, is to go through the names of the daily podcasts that have landed around the world since I've been off. And you guys can talk me through what's been happening. So Monday's podcast with Ben in the hot seat was We're All Cars and Farrow and Ball. So, Matt, let me turn to you there. What was going on Monday?
I think I'd driven in that day because the trains were cancelled and I'd been painting with some Farrow and Ball, and that was seen as being quite opulent by Ben.
Yeah.
So he had a go at me.
Right, OK.
I think that was it.
Katie posted some pictures of your new kitchen. Is that what you were
painting?
It's
looking very nice. We've painted the kitchen. Swanky. We've ripped up a carpet. We've done the floorboards. We've been doing a lot of DIY.
Wait, your kitchen had carpet?
No, sorry, in the living room we ripped up the carpet.
I thought you lived in a Wetherspoon.
Yeah, that would be a weird kitchen.
Tuesday was Barnsley MP Dan Jarvis,
that's
of course.
My fault.
Right, okay.
We had him on the show.
Yeah. Why do we let Ben do the guest bookings when I'm off?
Yeah, he was promoting Wakanda Forever. He's not even in it. I gave one of the worst ever answers for five celebs, £5.
You got given the name Dan?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said Jarvis. Yeah.
Oh, what would you say? Come on,
Radcliffe.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
He's more of a Daniel.
He's more Daniel.
Okay, oh, sorry, I didn't know the rules.
Yeah, there's a new method for that as well, actually.
A clear follow-on or abbreviation.
Yeah, we do no shortening and no Barnsley MPs. That's
so, Shadow Minister of Justice was the first. Did the listeners say that?
No.
Wednesday, so at the midweek point, it's The Third Sue was the name of the podcast.
That was another five celebs, £5. So I got the name Sue.
Yeah.
And I think we went through Perkins, Barker, and the listener said Pollard.
Pollard!
Yeah.
Oh!
Yeah.
They're the big three.
The third Sue.
Yeah, we're never far away from a Heidi High reference here. She was in that, wasn't she? I believe. Thursday was Shilton Trumps All.
That was another one based on names.
You're very lazy with the name of the day.
I know.
Does the man not have access to a bell?
It's the only feature we're allowed to do when you're not here.
I do have the intellectual rights to all of my own features. What can I say? And if that means anything to the producer of I'm a Celebrity, get me out of here now, then please do get in touch. I can't urge you enough. What about Friday, then? Please avoid the bad people. Good advice as you head into the weekend, right?
I can't even remember
cannot begin to fathom what that was about.
Well,
that was,
why is the hype beast one put his hand up and gone, that was me.
That was him. That was him. That's what the Hypebeast Womble says to callers before they play the only game we can play. Five celebrities, £5.
I thought he was saying, that was me. I am all of the bad people. Avoid me, please. Well, I'm in a great mood. That's a lovely set of podcasts. I'm sure it was an entertaining week of radio. I think everybody will be pleased to know that come 7:30, Five Words, £5,000 is back. So there will be no Dan Jarvis. Unless, of course, he's the competitor. You never know.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Make the most of your space before the Christmas visitors arrive with two for £30 on 2.5-litre Dulux standard coloured emulsion.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Oh, dear. It's great to be back. We had this in from Andy on the A46. He says, bad mood, Dave, because my work bestie just texted me saying he's ill. And that's obviously not why we're laughing. We're laughing because I said, oh, work bestie. I said, I said to the Hypebeast Womble producer, Mark, have we ever done a texter, like, you know, a shout-out maybe to your work bestie? I said, I've never heard of such a thing. Mark looked off into the distance. He went, I can imagine. I can imagine a day I'd have something like a work bestie. You all just go home and I sit in the office on my own doing filing. Such a tragic character. God bless him. God bless him. Have you got a work bestie? Does anyone have a work bestie?
Aren't we each other's work bestie?
Yeah, I thought this was... Yeah, you're revealing a lot about yourself.
I've never heard of such a thing. The concept of a work bestie. No, I suppose we are work besties, aren't we? But then again, we are forced. We are funneled into this one room.
Yes, yeah.
You know, we don't often, you know, roam the other floors of the building. I don't know. Maybe that, you know, someone from Kiss could be my work bestie.
Yes,
and I don't know them.
No, you can't cross the channels.
Across the channels. It's got to be someone from Absolute Radio. Yeah. That's a very good point. Anyway, Andy, wish your bestie at work a speedy recovery. Morning, Dave. I'm in a great mood because I'm seeing Brett Young tomorrow evening and I'm very excited. Well, enjoy the gig, Mark from Dundee. Dave, I'm in a bad mood from the weekend still because I returned from a business trip to San Francisco. All together now. Jet lagged on the bus heading for an MRI scan on my wrist at the hospital. Listening to Absolute Radio and feeling fine. Got there, went to reception, realised my appointment is next Saturday. What a chore on your day off.
All I'm hearing is you went to San Francisco, so I'm like, no, you should still be in a good mood. You've got that in the bank for a few months.
With your flowers in your hair, Liam. Don't come here telling us you're in a bad mood. Keep them coming. The number is 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a new look in time for Christmas with two for £29 on 2.5-litre Crown Standard coloured emulsion.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Well, look at that. You blink. Next thing you know, it's Monday the 14th of November and it's coming up to 10 to 7. And Phil, a listener that we adore very much, is in a great mood today because he went to Pitsy Tip and his review is, it was brilliant. Oh. Well done, Phil.
Oh, wow.
You know, there's a big fan. We got a lot of people listening to the show who love going to the tip, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't think you can ever be let down by a tip. Because the bar is quite low because you can't complain because you go, well, it is a tip, isn't it?
Yeah. But,
yeah.
No, so there is a hierarchy of tips.
Do you reckon?
Yeah, some are better than others.
And apparently Pitsy is right up there amongst the very best, and it has put listener Phil in a great mood today on a Monday morning. I think I agree with you. I mean, the tips are much more better organised than I ever gave them credit for because I was a tip virgin. And then we moved house and I went and I didn't realise there were people in high vis pointing you where to go.
Yeah, sections.
Certain sections. I just thought it was going to be like a kind of post-apocalyptic wasteland where people throw fridges, but there was a little bit more going on than that.
I let myself down the last time I went to a tip. It was when my girlfriend and I moved in together and I got rid of my electric guitar because she didn't want it in the flat. And it was in its case and I put it in the electronics bit and I got into the car, and then as we drove away, I thought I could have smashed a guitar.
Oh,
that could be the first time in my life I could have properly smashed the guitar, and instead I gently laid it down.
Laid it to rest.
Like I was putting it in a basket to let it float down the river.
Gave it the send-off it deserved.
Yeah. Gently
on your knees
wet.
With a box of matches. Am I Jimi Hendrix now? okay, well, Emma, let me ask you, are you in a good mood or a bad mood this morning?
I'm in a bit of a bad mood because...
Good. I mean, that'd be good for you, but I like the balance.
Let me bring the mood down.
Yeah, please do.
We were in Wales over the weekend seeing my husband's family.
Yes.
Bad mood.
Wow. Okay.
That's the end of the story. Yeah. No, I hate them.
No. Oh, it's good to be back. Okay, come on, drag this one back. Hall on the breakfast show.
So this is a big bone of contention. So Stefan plays golf, which is an activity that takes like 8 hours out of your day.
Yeah.
And he played golf on Saturday and Sunday.
Did he come back in the middle or did he just keep on going through? It's tough in the night time.
It's hard in the dark. He came back in between, but it did mean that we got back really late last night because I had to wait for him to finish playing golf, and then it was like a 5-hour car journey.
Oh,
so I'm just really tired today.
It's selfish.
It's a really selfish activity. And I'm like, sorry, I don't have an equivalent activity that takes a million hours. And he's like, well, you could have one. And I'm like, yes, but I don't, the point.
Well, have you thought about dusting off the puzzles from lockdown? Anything
I
like
should,
that?
I should. Yeah, I need to find something. Any suggestions, any ideas, let me know. Something that preferably takes all day leaves him with the baby.
Okay, Emma's looking for an alternative to golf that will leave Stefan with the baby. Something that will take a million hours and can be done overnight. Your suggestions, please, to 8:12:15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
12 minutes past 7 on your Monday morning. Welcome along to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. About 20 minutes ago, Emma was bemoaning the fact that her husband, Stefan, will play golf for hours, sometimes overnight.
Days.
Days, brother, days. And therefore, Jonesy is looking for something she can do in revenge.
An equivalent.
So Pete the roofer has got in touch saying maybe Emma could take up carp fishing. You can go away for days, bro.
Yeah.
Do you fancy that? Can I smell a story arc coming? Scotty from Durham starts really aggressively with, if Stefan loves golf so much, why doesn't Emma take up pub golf? A good pub crawl for 8 hours would leave Stefan in charge of the wee baby and he'd be gone for an appropriate amount of time.
Yeah, I prefer that to the fishing, I think.
Yeah, so you could just go all day drinking, which is the only responsible thing to do.
As a parent.
As a parent, and if your partner takes up golf. Right, in other news from the internet, Matt Dyson has your social ammunition. Matt, what's going on out there, Matt?
Yes, well, we like to have a good fact for the virtual water cooler chat on a Monday morning, and there's one that's been gone viral over the weekend from Historic Vids, a history memes feed on Twitter, about the man with the biggest nose in the world ever. His name was Thomas Wodehouse. He was an English circus performer. Yeah, he lived in the 18th century, and he had the world's longest nose. It measured 19 centimetres long, 7.5 inches. There was a waxwork created of what his nose looked like, and it was just absolutely huge. I mean, I've never seen anyone with a nose even slightly close. It must have taken him ages to sneeze with a nose that long. I mean, I also don't know how he would have got a face mask if he ever went snorkeling. He would have seriously struggled to find one. But yeah, absolutely massive. So if anyone brings it up, biggest nose in the world, Thomas Wodehouse.
You heard it here first.
Remember the name.
Circus performer feels like a bit of a strong description for it, because I wouldn't exactly perform. He'd surely just walk out into the circus. Hello. Yeah.
Here he is.
Look at this bad boy.
Yeah. All right, you can go back now.
This is going down in history. Yeah. Now, you may not believe me, ladies and gentlemen, but in 100 years, someone will leave anything called the internet. And I shall be a star of it. So 7.5 inches?
Yes, it's absolutely ginormous. I mean, no one's ever come close since.
I googled the guy who's got currently the Guinness World Record for the biggest nose at the moment, and it's not that.
No,
it's not that big.
Impressive.
No,
not that impressive.
No, yeah, exactly. He was amazing. I don't think anyone will ever take that record from Thomas Wodehouse. Elsewhere this morning,
to the Wodehouse.
Yes.
Wendy in Buckinghamshire sent me this story from a local newspaper saying, "You guys are the original binfluencers. Maybe you can help this geezer." Obviously. obviously more bin stickers with Dave's face on the breakfast show tomorrow morning to be given away. He's a German man called Alexander Smoljanovich, who collects wheelie bins, right? He's got 100 full-size wheelie bins in his back garden.
I feel sorry for
Germany.
The bin men. I just think that's tough. Oh, you're joking.
Also, they're in his back garden. He's got to take them through the house on bin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, awful. I hope he's got a back gate and a jitty somewhere.
Yeah, you need a jitty. You need a ginnel. You need a ginnel if you're going to have 100
really do,
wheelie
yeah.
bins. Yeah,
yeah, but he's got loads of wheelie bins, and he collects them from all over the world, all different shapes and sizes. The images, I'll share the images with you on the social so you can have a look for yourself. They're amazing when you see so many different coloured wheelie bins lined up. But there's one that has eluded him as part of his bizarre hobby, which he says people are surprised and fascinated about my hobby. Mm-hmm. Many brands and models of wheelie bin have disappeared over the past 20 years. So he wants to save pieces of history, which is an admirable thing to do. But he hasn't got a rare purple Sulo 240-litre bin. Right? So, yeah, that's the one. Before everyone, he got in touch with the newspaper in Buckinghamshire appealing for anyone who's got the Sulo 240-litre purple. Now, the one from 2010 is lighter, but the older 2002 version had a darker shade of purple. That's the one he really wants.
I wouldn't be giving up my wheelie bin to a guy that's already got 100, because they're hard enough to get from the council.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, I hate when they describe it in litres as well, because it just makes me think of bin juice.
Horrible.
So what's
horrible.
He hoping that someone turns up in the school playground and goes, got, need with him? What's the plan here?
Yeah, he's wheelie Merlin swapsies. Sticker album.
He's shiny, isn't it?
He wants with one with a shiny on it. It would be a lovely thing to see. But so if you can help, Alexander, do get in touch. That's it. Big noses and rare bins. That's your social ammo action. It's viral. It's trending. It's gaining traction.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Speedos and a big book of words. The only two things I took with me to Florida, which means I'm wearing one and clutching the other. It's time again.
5 words, 5 grand. Absolute Radio.
Yes, it is time for radio's easiest game to play, but the hardest one to win. And playing this morning in Northamptonshire, an accountant who listens to Absolute 80s. It's the one and only Reese. Good morning, Reese.
Morning, Dave. Morning, team.
Hello.
Reese, welcome morning, to the show. Reese is nervously pacing up and down in his own living room, ready for his debut appearance on 5 Words, 5 Grand. Reese, who would you most like to get on the random player generator this morning?
It has to be Matt Dyson.
OK, Matt Dyson, your reason behind that is?
I think the highest I've got. I think with Emma Jones, I think the best we've got is... probably one with Matt. It's three, so
right. One with Emma, three with Matt.
There we go.
Okay. For those of you out there who are betting people, okay, let's give it a spin. See who you've got. Here we go.
Player generator. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Matt Dyson. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore. Free choice. Emma Jones. Glenn Moore.
Well, of course it is.
No.
Will Reese better his PB with Emma of one? All will be revealed. OK, Emma, leave the studio, please. Reese, I'm going to give you 5 words. You say the first word that comes to mind, or the most logical word, or the word you think Emma is most likely to give, because I will be giving Emma the exact same 5 words. All 5 words are the same. You are going to win £5,000. Good luck.
OK, thank you.
And we begin today with the word over. O-V-E-R, over.
My word for that one is going to be under.
Yes. Yeah. Under or out,
PB
I suppose.
Matched, surely.
Yeah, it's going to be that.
Next up, dog.
Cat.
Yes. I think you've got two already. I think you've bested your high school.
Yeah.
Not going to be winning the cash so far. Just three tiny words before we get to that. And the next of the tiny words is wedding.
I'm going to go with... I want to say cake, but I feel like Emma's just going to do some spurious and random. I'm going to go with my gut. I'm going to go cake.
Wedding cake.
Good answer. There's nothing wrong
wedding
with that.
Wedding day, wedding bells. Yeah, wedding day, is something. What can
divorce,
you do?
You could go opposite.
Yeah, of course.
And if Stefan carries on playing golf.
Yeah.
I can tell you.
Emma's word is a null.
A-N. Okay. Your penultimate word is children's.
Children, that's a tough one.
Children's, a little less on the end there.
I think we're going with the theme of weddings, go with party.
Children's
party. Yeah, children's party. Children's entertainer, I think. I can't think of any that isn't party or entertainer. So I think you might be all right.
Children's ruin holidays? Is that... Okay, and finally. The word is parking.
I'm familiar with this one. Ticket.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Nice. Good set.
Reese, nicely done. We know you're a little nervous, but you have delivered a fine set of words. It is all down to Emma Jones and her matchability. That's coming up next.
Five words, £5,000.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Clear away those leaves and keep your garden looking tidy with the Wix Cordless Leaf Blower Kit. Was £74, now £54.
Don't be house barrassed, be house proud with Wix.
Down. £5. £5,000.
Absolute Radio.
Emma Jones, I am pleased to say, is back in the studio ready to play. Reese has been waiting patiently. I'm lying. He's been pacing up and down like a good 'un on line one. It is time to put you out of your misery or slash give you a load of joy in the shape of £5,000. And, of course, there's only five little words standing in the way. Emma.
Yeah.
First word that comes to mind when I say over.
Under.
Correct.
Yes,
very nice. That is one. You have matched the PB. What have you got for dog?
Cat.
Yes. Okay, multiple options for this recurring word on five words, okay. £5,000. But which one shall it be today? Hmm. When I say wedding.
Ring.
Oh,
no.
Yeah.
Which one?
Cake.
That was my second option.
Sorry, Reese.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have not won the money today. Right. Let's do the remaining two words, shall we? Children's. Children's.
Children's. Playground.
Party.
Oh. Mm.
What have you got for parking?
Ticket.
Correct.
Ah!
It's 3 out of 5 on five words, £5,000 on your Monday morning. Reese, thanks for tuning in on Absolute 80s. We'll speak to you real soon.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Thanks.
Cheers, Reese. Take care. Have a lovely day. Of course, this means we are going to be playing the whole thing again tomorrow morning at the same time. If you'd like to have a go, call us right now on 0330 123 1215.
Absolute Radio. The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast.
Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show on Absolute Radio. It's coming up to 10 minutes past 8. I am fresh back from my holidays to Orlando, Florida. And of course, there's one thing that I want to discuss right now on the show, and that is the customization of luggage. I know, at last, someone has the guts to do this. Well, do you? And if so, how so? Does a friend, a partner or a family member bring shame upon the household every time the case appears from behind those secretive little flaps? Do you shrink wrap? 81215 is the number. Now, when Sarah Jane and I first met and we first went on our first holiday together, we went to Greece, she scolded me because I had a black case and in little letters that you kind of buy from Ryman's or wherever, I had stuck on there the words, and I feel ashamed saying it, and I didn't realise how shameful it was until she literally looked at it, laughed and said, what are you doing? Who are you? We can't possibly continue to date, get married and have a child. It's because I'd written Davy Boy on my suitcase.
Oh, no way.
That's worse than just writing suspicious package. On the suitcase.
I know, I carry the shame with me. So since then, you know, the luggage is just black. I never write anything on
it. Easy boy.
And it means... Wow.
It's not very you.
No, I know. No. But it was a different me. I met her and she changed
made you
me.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
I mean, I understand. She's not... Whoa, she's not made me cooler. I can't let that one slide. Anyway, so obviously now we have a child, we travel to America, we've got 1,000 cases. Mm. And because I've been scalded by Davy Boy, another version of myself from yesteryear, all our luggage is black and none of it has got any kind of customization on it at all. And it meant that kind of yesterday morning or the day before or tomorrow morning, I can't remember when because of jet lag, I was at Heathrow Airport just taking off like black suitcases, looking at the tags, having to unzip a few and then putting them back on.
You do need like a distinguisher.
Look at these new trousers I've got. Yeah. Thank you, Ms. Jenkins from Leeds. They fit like a dream. So I want to know, are you customising? Emma, I'm going to start with you because you know what? I like to pigeonhole people. And I want to know, do you customise your luggage, yay or no?
This is probably quite surprising, but I don't do... We're really boring and unsafe. We don't even have a padlock on ours.
I don't padlock either.
We just zip it up and chuck it in.
Yeah. But I mean, is it like one of those kind of old 1970s retro kind of Huggy Bear cases?
It is actually. I do think you need like a distinguishing feature because everyone's is going to be like a boring black case coming around the conveyor belt. Ours is salmon pink. It is.
Oh, so you're going to.
Yeah.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
so you've gone route one.
We stand out, but we're just not very secure.
I saw the black mystery secretive flaps open and someone had like a full plastic case that was R2-D2. If I felt sad enough as it went by my eyes, kind of looking at it with real scorn and disdain. Glenn, I mean, you're a man who travels a lot because of your job as a stand-up comedian. Do you feel it's easy just to grab it off the conveyor belt and go, so therefore it needs customization?
I think so. I've never been too bad at it, but a friend of mine at uni, as a present, he once got given a suitcase customized that had his face on it.
It
was this horrible stretched face of his. But what was more bizarre is he tied a ribbon round the label as if to distinguish it from all the other suitcases that have his face on.
And then he tied one in his hair.
So you'd call the police if you saw someone else with a suitcase with your head on it.
Are you sure this case is yours, madam? It's just there's a little... this is Mike from Garnish has got in touch. This is just pinged into the studio. Dave, next time I fly, I'm going to take my Dave Berry bin sticker off my bin.
Oh.
I'm going to wrap around my case.
Take a wheelie bin. That's a great way to store luggage.
140 fluid ounces you can fit into there. Think about all the bikinis
it's got
you
wheels.
Can bring. It's everything you need. So, the customisation of luggage. Do you? How so? A friend, partner or family member? 8-12-15. Please do start your messages to the studio with Davey Boy.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show podcast. Absolute Radio.
It's your Monday morning. It's the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. It is, of course, the customisation of luggage. Do you partake? 8-12-15 is the number. Ruth's got in touch saying, good morning, Dave. Good morning, guys. I used to date someone who had a custom bag, like Glenn's friend at uni. It had him pulling a silly face actually printed on the bag. Ruth says, key sentence, used to date. Yes, we used to date. No longer. That may have been the final straw.
He's now my husband.
Matt Dyson, as a person with 3 children, I imagine you've got to get to that conveyor belt, you've got to get the luggage, you've got to get in the car as quickly as you can, and therefore the customisation of your luggage is key. Am I right in saying that?
Well, no, not at all. Right. We have filled out the address, the little address flap, fill that out, obviously. We do padlock, but we've just got your generic TK Maxx suitcases of all different colours. I did once go out with a girl who used a ribbon on her suitcase, tied a little sort of pink ribbon around the whole suitcase, and I always felt vaguely embarrassed picking it off, to be honest. I'm not a massive fan.
Right, okay. But chivalry isn't dead. You were the one picking all the suitcases off the thing. Okay, well, that's fair. Now, listen, you talk about the fact you put your name and address on the tag, and we're all talking about little bits of ribbon and the customisation. Well, there's only one man who could step up to the plate to change my perception of this whole thing, and that is, of course, the producer that is Old Swiss.
Oh, of course.
Because guess what? Mr. Dragon's Den winner. Got investment. Turned one down. Old Swiss has got over
there. What's he invented now?
He's got something called an air tag.
What's that?
It's about the size of a 50p. He's shown it to me because he's got one in his wallet and he's got one attached to his beloved penknife.
Of course.
It's about the size of a 50p. You put it in your case, you get the app, and then you can track your case coming through the secretive flaps.
Oh,
you can check it's on the flight with you. You can check it's at your final destination, because let's face facts, that doesn't always happen. And then you get it through. So now he's gone and bought a load of these AirTags, one in each case, one in his car, one on the penknife.
Genius. Yes.
One on his partner.
The thing is, I guess it's really handy if you put one in your case and then your case gets, say, lost or something like that, you know which country it's in, that sort of thing. How terrifying would it be if you looked at it and the case was just getting closer and closer and closer, like an alien? It's really getting closer to you.
And then you kind of look up and you realise it's in the air conditioning duct. Or there's five of them. I didn't buy five of these. This Christmas in cinemas only. Old Swiss versus Luggage. The must-see action thriller. 8-12-15, the customisation of luggage. How are you doing it? Are you from the future? Like Old Swiss, are you just embarrassed about the fact there's some ribbon tied around it, like Matt Dyson? Whatever it is, the number 8-12-15.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Make the most of your space before the Christmas visitors arrive with two for £30 on 2.5-litre Dulux standard coloured emulsion.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
Now, regular listeners to this show will realise it's a big mistake in life to get Old Swiss producer Dave talking about padlocks. Two songs worth I've had now. Two entire songs. As we discuss the customisation of luggage, do you? And if so, why? 8-12-15. This message, like so many, and I'm regretting it greatly, bringing this to the table, starts with Davey Boy. Two suitcases, says Ian in Tidworth. One shocking pink, one luminous green, both with combination locks. The zips are also cable tied. Plus, our initials are written in large, bright blue pen on each suitcase, about 30 centimetres high. I have also attached contrasting coloured belts to each of the cases.
Oh, there are really two different types of people in this
world. There's me and there's Ian in Tidworth. That's what we've learned. Keep them coming. We're going to do some more after 9 a.m. The number is 8-12-15.
Dave Berry Breakfast Show.
It's 8:35 on your Monday morning, and this week here on The Breakfast Show, we are giving you the chance to win some amazing prizes to support your local football team. All thanks to Save Our Squad with David Beckham, the new UK original series, which is now streaming on Disney+. See Bex like you've never seen him before as he heads back to his grassroots in East London to mentor a young football team facing relegation at the bottom of the league. Now, all episodes, as I say, are streaming right now on Disney+. Go check it out. Plus, head to the website right now, absoluteradio.co.uk/win, to tell us why your local football team deserves some amazing prizes, just like James has done. Good morning, James.
Morning, Davey Boy. Morning, James.
I'm going to try and figure out how to delete that from the daily podcast is the first thing I'm going to start doing. Wish I'd never told
you're
that story.
You're going to be called Dave Boyery for the rest of your life.
Well, I am now, Glenn. Thanks a lot. James, listen, welcome along to the show. You're on air to talk about Haslingden Girls and Ladies FC. So I presume that's HGLFC, is that right?
It is hglfc.co.uk if you want to check us out online.
Well, people do want to check you out online, and now they can. So tell us a little bit about the club.
So, Haslingden Girls, we're a girls-only football club. We've got teams from about 6 years old up to adult ladies' teams and then on to our senior walking football. So whether you're 5 or 75, we've got some football that you can play.
Lovely stuff. And do you do it in 8 different age groups, or does everyone get to play together? Like, have you got a defence made up of octogenarians and then you have all the younger players up front? How do you do it?
Oh, we've got age groups, so say, from under 7 and then every single year all the way through. So, yeah, whatever age you've got, we can definitely make some football for you to play.
Well, all jokes aside, James, obviously that's lovely. And what an important part of the community that is. So I suppose it's not just about playing the beautiful game, but it's about bringing people together.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, it's definitely more than a football club. I mean, the football's part of it, but then we offer, you know, we have Halloween parties, Christmas parties, we have some get-togethers. It's all about, the football's the start of it, but it's getting people together and just enjoying life, and that's definitely what the club stands for.
Well, we love that, James, and that's why you're the first person to come on air. We're going to be announcing our big winner on Friday, but everybody that I get on air is going to be getting a little tickle along the way to help with their local club. But, James, we are making you work for it. You're doing an ode to your local club. Now, you're not doing it. You've selected one of your players. Can you tell us who's going to be delivering the ode for us, please?
Yeah, so I managed to duck out of this and get one of our superstar players, Ellie Briley, to read it out. And even worse than that, I didn't even write the words. So I'm literally here just to take all the glory.
A glory hunter in James. So how old is Ellie?
Ellie is 12, plays for our under-13s, and she is an amazingly talented and confident young lady, and everyone in the club loves her.
Oh, that's great. Well, we're going to be hearing from Ellie, who's 12. That's going to be coming up next. James and everybody else, stay right there.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show with Wix.
Give your home a new look in time for Christmas with two for £29 on 2.5-litre Crown Standard Coloured Emulsion.
Don't be house-barrassed, be house-proud with Wix.
It's Absolute Radio on your Monday morning. 8.47 is the time. And right now, dear listener James is on line one, hoping to win some amazing prizes for his local football team, Haslingden Girls and Ladies FC, all thanks to Save Our Squad with David Beckham, the brand new UK original series now streaming on Disney+. OK, James, are you ready to hear the ode?
I am, yeah. I can't wait.
Now, this was delivered by Ellie, who's 12 years old. She plays for the under-13s. Ellie isn't hearing this happen right now because she's at school. Imagine doing some spoken word poetry, which, in my opinion, not enough tough tackling midfielders do nowadays, whilst you're in double maths. An incredible thing for Ellie. So she recorded it for us, sent it in. We've given it some bells and whistles. Here we go.
Oh, what it means to be a Haslingden Girls player. Getting ready for a match, layer by layer. The thrill when we score, and such a buzz when we win. What it means to be a player, where do I begin? Meeting all my mates on a Thursday at training. Taking part and having fun, even though it's been raining. The grass is all muddy, my kit is all wet. No changing rooms to dry off in, at least not yet. Oh, what it means to be a Haslingden Girls player. Some girls have given up, but me, I'm a stayer. They say it's for boys, us girls can't compete. I say, just you watch me and put a ball at my feet. We don't get much funding because we're just a girls club, but the funny thing about it, and here is the real rub. We're just as good as them, and in some ways much better. Listen to the Lionesses and what they said in that letter. Of what it means to be a Haslingden Girls player. I went to a boys club, but they said, no, we can't have her. I wanted to play. Haslingden Girls gave me the chance. I've loved every minute, and for that I say thanks. The coaches and helpers do everything for free. If it wasn't for them, there'd be no football for me. All ages are welcome, even as you get greyer. Of what it means to be a Haslingden Girls player.
Oh,
wow.
Lovely stuff, Ellie. Very nice. James, how are you feeling about that?
I've got goosebumps. That was amazing.
It was amazing. Whatever Ellie does in life, whether she makes it as a professional football player, there is a job for her in voice-overing adverts for building societies and banks, yes. That's for sure. Yeah. Well done to Ellie, and well done to everybody at Haslingden Girls and Ladies FC. James, it's been great having you representing them and on air. Of course, on Friday, we'll be choosing our winner. So thank you for now, James. We won't be speaking to you on Friday.
Thanks very much. Have a good day, everyone.
Nice one, my friend, and you. For your chance to win, head online to absoluteradio.co.uk/win. All thanks to Save Our Squad with David Beckham. All episodes streaming right now on Disney+.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast. Absolute Radio.
Top of the morning to you. You're listening to the Dave Berry Breakfast Show. Fresh back from my holidays. And, of course, there was only one burning question on the tip of my tongue, which was, do you customise your luggage? I was there with my set of all black cases at like 5 o'clock in the morning at Heathrow, staring at those secretive flaps and thinking, is that my case? What a waste of time. Maybe I should become a shrink wrapper. Maybe I should superimpose my face on one. Maybe I should use a bin sticker. What do you do? 8-12-15 was the number. Davy boy, says Graham. Wish I'd never told that story for the eighth time. Coming back from Afghanistan with the army, we had 90 sets of identical luggage. All were placed name side down on the luggage belt, with one poor officer who was the first to turn one over. I mean, nothing relaxes you after a tour of Afghanistan like a game of the luggage version of Deal or No Deal. Thank you very much indeed, Graham. Dave, I used to have personalised luggage straps, but now we have our email address embroidered on them. What do you think of that, Matt?
Oh, it's a bit too much. Oversharing. You're going to put your mother's maiden name and date of birth on there as well.
It's a security risk to yourself, for heaven's
Stop
sake.
Stop it.
Davy Boy, and this one's B-O-I-I-I-I. My husband is an electrician, so our cases are easy to spot as he covers them anywhere and everywhere with electrical tape. One way of doing it. Mm. Ollie says, for our last holiday, I printed A4 selfies of myself and my girlfriend's faces. I laminated them and I stuck them to the case. They were easy to spot on the carousel and, of course, very disturbing to spot on the carousel as well, Ollie. Dave, my dad wraps a multicoloured strap around his suitcase. Nothing unusual about that, except the case it's wrapped around is a navy blue, old-school leatherette handheld suitcase that ceased production in the 80s. Dave, could you tell my dad that he doesn't need to bother with the multicoloured strap because no one has those suitcases anymore? And that's from Anonymous. Thank you so much for sharing all of your tales of the customisation of luggage. As always, I really do appreciate it.
The Dave Berry Breakfast Show Podcast.
Absolute Radio.
That's it for your Monday morning and the start of a brand new working week, breakfast show style. It is great to be back. Thank you very much indeed for all of your welcome back messages and thank you for getting involved in the show. Hey, thanks a lot for just tuning in. Now, we have another brand new edition of the Daily Podcast. We've cast the net slightly wider than Ben Burrell likes to when he's in charge of things. And the bell has been rung multiple times today, Matt. But what are we going to name it? Is it called Living in a Wetherspoons? Shall it be named In My Business, You Never Know What Truck You're Going to Be Driving? Do you opt for... Oh, can only imagine a work bestie. I was a tip virgin. His name was Thomas Wodehouse. A different me wrote Davy Boy on my suitcase. Don't pick that one. That's had enough airtime.
That's the favourite so far.
I don't think it is. Not with a load of octogenarians at the back. And, of course, the thing that started the whole shebang in the first place, the customisation of luggage. Matt, what are you going for?
Oh, well, I mean, I would personally just like to have just Davy Boy with an OI, just as that on its own for the title.
Okay.
For your triumphant return from holiday.
Well, it is down to you to choose. So, given all of the options, the podcast is just simply named Davy Boy, but we've replaced the Y with an I. Now, up next, there's going to be some news on our brand new way in which you can win big. Yes, it is the cash register. Today's sum of money, by the way, £75,000. Write it down. We'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, stay safe, stay entertained. Arrivederci.